Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. I am your host, Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And, Orion.
Yes.
Why did Blanche from the Golden Girls cross the road?
Why?
Cause she's a whore!
And she's dead, you insensitive fuck.
She's, that was just the actress that played her.
Oh, okay.
Alright, show! More show?
Well, speaking of dead whores,
yeah.
You know what really pisses me off, Kyle?
Yeah, yes.
And hopefully people... No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't.
All right, all right.
People that wear backpacks into department stores.
That's what I was going to say.
Don't fuck you.
What pisses you off about people that wear backpacks into department
Their
stores?
Their sense of entitlement. Like, they don't give a fuck. They just wear a backpack into the store where you could clearly be stuffing shit into it.
Yeah, you kind of look like you're stealing.
And they have this thing about them, like, you know, I don't steal, so I shouldn't have anything to worry about. If you want to accuse me, then fuck you.
I feel weird when I bring anything into a store. Like, I walk into a store with sunglasses on and I get a little paranoid because I know they sell sunglasses here.
That's pretty bad, yeah. But or they might be looking at you like you look suspicious.
Mm.
But, they all have a look about them. And it's usually guys, and they're fucking New Balance shoes. They're like pasty skin, short hair, real goofy looking. And they wear like black socks and they walk a lot.
Like they just got done hiking.
Yeah, and they show up in the store with a backpack.
They followed a woodland trail to the store.
They're just shopping, you know, with a backpack. And you can't help but, oh, is he like stuffing shit in there?
Got to pick up some power bars.
Kind of our job, you know, to look out for that and call the certain people and see if, you know, we got to bust them or not. And, yeah, so... How do you feel?
How do I feel about people wearing backpacks into the store?
Yeah, I see it all the time, and it's, I want to ask the listeners, like, how do you feel about that? Are you one of those people?
I wonder, maybe most people don't care, and maybe it's us being hypersensitive, hyper paranoid or whatever, I don't know.
Everybody I talk to, they share the same feelings.
Yeah, I work with. It does seem kind of weird, but I mean, I guess there are times where you're wandering around with a backpack on if you're like a student or whatever, and you need to go to the store and you don't have a car or whatever with you to stow your backpack in. So what do?
Yeah, if you're crippled, you show up with a cane and you want the, the hover round rascal, what do you call it? The little scooter.
Motorized
scooter that you ride around the store in. You can leave your cane or whatever with the greeter, you know, who says hello when you come in.
Oh, I wouldn't trust those old folks.
But they have a place where they store it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going to leave, yes, I'll take my cane back. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
What do you think would happen if I went up to the greeter, leaving the store, and just said, hey, I left my cane up here. Do you think if they just happened to have a cane, they'd give it to me?
Deer in the headlights look. Mass confusion.
Yeah, I left my cane up here. I don't really need it to walk. I just like it because it's stylish.
Depends on the greeter.
Can I get that back?
Because all greeters in every department store are all kind of fucking weird. They're all a little off.
Yeah, I'm kind of convinced that they hire
paranoid
based on that. Like they, during the interview, they're looking for you to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so do you live alone? Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
How many cats do you have? 27. All right. That's not bad. That's not bad. Do you have any other pets? Yeah. A bunch of guinea pigs. Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. Good. Good. Do you, are you close with your family? Well, they don't really talk to me. Okay. Good. Good. You know, they're looking for fucked up people.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Do you ever have trouble understanding other human beings? All the time. Awesome. Great. Good. You're hired.
Yeah. Do you hate blacks? Oh, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
What's your IQ? Is it below 100? Yeah. 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 Okay. Good. You're hired.
Where did you used to work? The mailroom?
The mailroom? The mailroom
I was all by myself sorting letters for, 58 years. Yeah. Okay. Mm. You sound qualified. Fucking nutcase.
The weird thing about greeters is I get the impression they have no prior job experience. Like I meet these people and they're old as fuck. They must have had a job, but
How did you get to that?
I can't imagine what job that could have been.
Moving on up. To be a greeter? Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a paperweight. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of. Something where you didn't have to do anything but sit.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of them are retired, but it's not like they had a great job and a good gig in life and then retired and they're like, you know what? I miss working, so I'm going to be a greeter. That's like a normal person, but they're always a little off. And
I will never understand retirees who get a part-time job just to keep busy. Fuck that, man. Well, I've spent my whole life so far wishing I didn't have to work.
Yeah.
The day that I am able to retire, I am not going to go look for some shit job to keep me busy. I got shit to do. Naps will work if I don't have anything else.
Yeah. 8 hours, like on your feet, just saying hello all day.
Although I think once you reach like 60, some switch flips and you can't help waking up at 4 a.m. So so maybe they do have all this extra time.
It's the generation, I think. They're all old. And when they grew up, they played with dirt. And so they refuse to or can't learn the new technology and all the fun it, you know, it offers, internet and video games and shit.
I've always thought the idea of a work ethic is kind of funny. Like, if you're working on something that you feel is important, then it kind of makes sense. But the idea of a work ethic just meaning, like, I believe in hard work.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of it. Yeah. Like, I feel like I should have to work hard.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because that's what people do.
Yeah. Okay. Well. I can see how you view that. I do have a good work ethic.
Ah, shut up, you lazy
and
ass.
And I tell my coworkers, because they're like, you know, fuck this job. It sucks. And I'm like, well, it's all a game. Like, every job I'll do, I don't like take pride in it, but I do my best.
Well, that's kind of what I mean, because I do, like, I don't, like, fuck around at work. Like, yeah. I don't just, you know, not do my job. I do my job, but I'm not, like, proud of myself for working so hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, like, if you are independently wealthy somehow, like if your parents had money and you never had to get a job, that's annoying to me because I fucking did.
Yeah.
But truthfully, I can't really blame you, because if I was in the same situation, fuck no, I wouldn't get a job.
Yeah, yeah. What's funny is, speaking of like greeters that are batshit crazy in a way, we have this one where I work, and she's a very nice lady, but she's a little off in the way that she's a little racist. They,
okay.
I won't name her, but they, on one occasion, they were spying on her just to see, you know, because they were evaluating employees and kind of scoring them back in the day.
On the racism scale?
They'd watch her, and she would greet all the white folks.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon, anytime, you know, any other race came in, she'd completely ignore them.
Maybe she's colorblind. She can't see color.
They'd go to leave, and we have an alarm, and if it went off and they were white, oh, you're fine, have a great day. But if they weren't white, oh my God, you know, she's got to whip out all this equipment to scan shit, check the receipt, make some calls.
Handcuff them to some railing.
Yep. Give them the dirty eye, like, I know you did it. But I went to pick Aldi up the other day, and this woman followed Aldi out. I'm just out in the parking lot, you know, waiting for her to come out and I can take her home. And the greeter follows her out, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I can't see what's being said. I can't hear it. But she's waving her arms up in the air, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? And Aldi comes to the car, gets in. I'm like, what the hell was that all about? Oh, she lives in our area, not our specific apartment complex, but in our area. And she's asking, you know, what's up with all these fucking Muslims? And they're terrorists. And I'm like, what did you say? She just randomly followed her out and started going, you know, you're my neighbor. And what's up with all these Muslims? God, terrorists.
Yeah, I...
crazy batshit woman.
Did people distrust Muslims as much as they didn't really, did they, before 9/11? I mean, Muslims were just I'm sure, you know, racists didn't like Muslims, but it seems like there's a general, like, kind of lower IQ percentage of the population that all of a sudden...
After 9/11.
Turned on Muslims.
Yeah.
Which I sort of get, kind of, because, you know, that was sort of their motivation.
Yeah.
But it's not... I mean, yeah. Muslims are fucking stupid because they still believe in fucking fairy tales, but...
Yeah.
but they're not all evil and they don't all want to fly planes into you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and that's, it's insane to think that they do. Like, that's not in the Quran. Like, and you shall all fly planes into non-believers, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you all right?
Yeah, a little bump on the microphone cable.
But, yeah, this talk leads me to another thought. The other day, I was going to pick Aldi up once again. I know, very exciting. I took a back road, and up ahead of me were two cars parked side by side, and they were very close. I think I told you about this. Very close, so close I couldn't really get through. One was on the left side, a car was on the right, and there's people leaning up against their car, like in the center, and I can't get through, so I just stop and wait. And they're just kind of looking at me like I'm an asshole. What business do you have driving on the street?
Right.
So I just kind of shrug at them when one looks at me. I just creep up and finally they move and I get by. And it's unsettling because I knew I shouldn't provoke them. But then people would say, you know, that's racist. What are they, just because they're black?
I don't think you mentioned that they were black, did you?
No, I didn't. They were black. just being assholes. And I felt kind of bad.
Well, you did tell me this story before. And I think the first time you told it to me, you had mentioned that they were kind of gangsta looking dudes.
Yes, they were.
And clearly they don't give a fuck because they're blocking the road and looking at you like you're an asshole.
Exactly.
And there's a difference between seeing a black person and being afraid of them and seeing a bunch of gangsta, thugged out black people barricading the road and giving you dirty looks and being scared of them. There's a big fucking difference.
Yeah, I didn't want to provoke them. And I keep thinking about it. And I'm like, if you're walking down the street at night and a big black dude's walking on the other side and he crosses the road, if you feel the need to cross to the other side where he's, you know, the side he's not on, is that racist? I keep thinking, you know, it's a safe bet because fuck them. They a lot of them like to reinforce the stereotype. So I figure it's a safe bet if I just cross the street and avoid a possible conflict.
Well, the thing is, it is a prejudice, I guess. You are judging a person based solely on their appearance.
Yes.
But there are certain things that I don't think are racist necessarily. Like if I saw a white dude with like a wife beater on and like a short sleeve plaid shirt unbuttoned, shaved head with a tattoo across the back of his skull, I'd find that dude a little intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It doesn't matter to me what race you are. What matters to me is if you look scary. And it's not my fault if you look scary. Maybe you're the nicest dude in the whole wide world. But, you know, there are kind of clues.
Yeah.
If you look like you've been in prison, that's not really my fault.
Well, I kind of, in my experience, because I would walk to school every day, they could look like the nicest person. They can dress nice, but they'll still come up and ask me for cigarettes or ask me for this. And they're intimidating. And if I say no, they're kind of like, fuck you. And I don't know if they're holding a knife. They could be any race, but they could also be dressed nice. So if anyone is coming at me and they're not like a sweet old lady.
You've had people dressed nice asking you to bum cigarettes while you're walking to school?
I had a guy. He was not dressed nice like in a suit or anything, but he was, you know, he wasn't a bum looking, you know, and he crossed the street, came up to me and he's like, do you have like $2 so I can go to like McDonald's? I haven't eaten in a week, man.
Okay.
I'm homeless.
All right. There's this guy that I have seen multiple times in this area and I am such a fucking chump because I always give him money.
Damn you,
I don't
Kyle.
Give him much.
Damn.
I always give him like pocket change, but I always give this guy money and I don't know why I do it. I guess just to make him go away. One of these times, I always say one of these times I'm going to confront him about it. I might still give him money, but I'm going to ask him, you know,
do it.
Does this work? Like, do you make a lot of money this way? How is this worth your time? Because this guy, he's come up to me in different parking lots at different stores.
Oh, man.
So and he said, the most recent time was at the gas station nearby.
Okay.
And he comes up and he says, hey, could you spare any money, anything at all? I need to catch the bus.
Oh, fuck.
And this last time it was broad daylight, so, you know, it could have been a true story. But the last time I saw him, he wanted to catch the bus, and it was like midnight. There is no bus.
There's no bus, you fuck. Yeah. That's hilarious.
And I've seen the same guy probably five times over the course of a few years. So he clearly lives around here.
Yes. He's not like fucking homeless.
Yeah. And it's this weird scam because I can't imagine you make that much money. What the only thing I can think of is he's trying to like make cigarette money or something. Like I could see scrounging up like $6.
Yeah.
But not enough to make it worth doing all the time.
Yeah, that is unusual. Goddamn. Does he ever ask you for cigarettes?
No. Weird. I've had that too, though. I've like left a gas station and somebody's been like, hey, could I get a cigarette?
Yeah.
And I usually oblige them.
Yeah.
Because it's not that big a deal to me to give away one cigarette and maybe they're a nice guy. I'd never do that, though. That's the weird thing to me is I would never ask a random stranger, can I bum a cigarette or can I get some money? The only way I would ask for money is if I seriously needed it.
Yeah.
Like if there was nothing else I could do.
And you'd feel horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like an ass and shameful and all that bullshit.
Right.
But
But I never need a cigarette. And so I would never ask a stranger, could I have a cigarette?
Yeah.
It's like asking a stranger if I can have a Twinkie or something. I had a guy ask me. I was going to the gas station. I just left a Burger King and I'd gotten a bunch of burgers.
Yeah.
And he asked me if he could have one.
What?
And I gave him one.
Why, man?
Because, see, I don't know. I guess.
Are you avoiding conflict?
Part of it's that, and part of it's like.
It's no big deal.
I've never seen this guy before.
Okay.
Maybe he really is fucked and is fucking hungry. And it's crazy to me because he's clearly not homeless.
Yeah.
So, like, he can't be that desperate, but I don't know.
Those guys. I've learned a good lesson. Like, when we were walking around in, like, New York.
Yeah.
And when I went to Chicago, there's city people that live there and they experience this all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get it a lot just walking to school every day. And they just ignore them. And it's,
yeah.
I see that. And at first I was like, what a fucking dick. I'd give them a cigarette if I had one. Or I'd give them change or a dollar, but they live there. They get it every day. They probably see that guy every day.
Uh-huh.
So I try to think like that. Like, you just ignore them because fuck them.
Well,
and
we were,
I don't feel bad.
When we were in New York, I saw some really depressing looking homeless people, like crippled homeless people with signs that said, I'm a veteran of the Iraq War or whatever, and anything would help or something. And I, you know.
Guilt tripping.
I don't feel guilty for walking by them. Yeah. And the reason I don't, maybe it's a shitty reason, but the reason I don't is imagine you walked by there all the time.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? You'll never get anywhere.
Yeah.
If you stop every time to help everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's kind of like, I think I talked about this a long time ago about like giving to charity.
Yeah.
If you want to give to charity, that's fantastic. It's a nice thing to do. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But if I don't give to charity, and you're mad at me for it, fuck
you
yourself.
Asshole. Yeah.
It's not charity if I'm compelled to do it, if I have to do it.
Yeah.
If it's obligatory, it's not charity. It's taxes.
Exactly.
it's not charity. Oh, I meant going way back to people bringing their backpacks into the store.
Yes.
You know who I don't trust coming into the store? Cripples in wheelchairs wearing long pants. I don't know if they have legs in there. It could be all storage space.
Oh, man. That's good. I like that. Goddamn.
You know what would be great?
Yeah.
A wheelchair with a sidecar, like a motorcycle.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So it'd be like, you could have two cripples in one, like a normal guy whose legs just don't work, and then like one of those weird little jelly bean cripple retards that have to like blow in the straw, but he's just riding in the sidecar.
Or with no arms and legs, like one of those guys. They're in like some kind of pod with that's attached to the wheelchair, or the Amigo, the Rascal motorized scooter. Yeah.
Or just a brain. I can't wait till we have the technology to do that, to keep a brain alive. So there'll be like some guy whose whole body is dead.
This is my great, great, great grandfather.
It's hooked up to a computer that can speak for him.
Yeah.
So he sounds like Stephen Hawking.
I don't like peach flavored yogurt.
I don't like
blueberry,
green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, did you ever get your toilet fixed?
Yeah, we did, actually. We got a brand new toilet.
Really?
Yeah, the maintenance guys came out here.
I was curious about that, because How much does it suck when your toilet doesn't work properly?
We sort of kind of kept using it, but I tried to like go at work when I could because it like, did. Well, because
you
it,
never know.
It it would flush, but it would flush like halfway. You know, which
did
is
you
really
take a
strange.
Shit in it, like when it was broken?
I did.
Did
I
it
had
not
to.
Go all the way down?
I had to flush it like 8 times.
God.
And I had to like kind of plunge it in between.
Oh, that sucks.
But it worked, kind of.
Really?
I mean, it all went down eventually.
But it's all fixed.
Yeah, well, okay. It kind of sucked because the first time we tried to get the maintenance guys out here,
yeah,
they didn't give us a time when they were going to be here. They were just like, okay, yeah, we'll come out.
Gay.
And they showed up at like 2 o'clock when we were all gone.
Yeah.
And left a note saying, oh, we were here.
Oh,
so we
asshole.
Had to call them and get them to come back out again. They came back out. They were working on it forever. And I could hear them like snake in the drain and stuff.
Jesus.
And one of them came out and they were like, do you know how all this stuff got in there?
Yeah, because
like the piece of porcelain.
For anyone listening for the first time, there was.
If you missed the last episode, my toilet was broken. And we don't know why. We still don't really know why. But we found sitting in the toilet bowl a hunk of broken porcelain, a penny, an old rusty nail, and a section of chain. And we don't know where any of it came from. It must have come up the drain, but I don't know how or why.
So fucking
and
weird.
They asked me about it, and I said, I was kind of wondering the same thing. And then they took a picture of it
really?
For their files, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It doesn't make that
blog.
Much sense.
Yeah. Funny.
Things I found in the toilet.org. Yeah. So, they gave us a brand new toilet, which is, it's weird because it's bigger and it like sticks out from the wall further. So it makes the room feel smaller.
Well, shit. No wonder
and
they were in there forever.
The bowl is kind of deep for a toilet. It's interesting.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. Neither, I guess. I mean, I guess.
It holds more.
I guess it holds more.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, this reminds me. Have you ever gone to a public urinal and pissed next to a black guy?
I have rarely ever gone to a public urinal and pissed next to anybody.
Well,
so no, I don't think so.
I wasn't really next to a black guy.
Close enough to see his dick?
No, nothing about that.
If this isn't going in a dick direction, then I'm not sure I'm interested.
Kind of. It was a bathroom where there's one urinal and like an actual toilet.
Okay.
And you know, it's got the walls around it. Well, I'm on the urinal. There was a guy had two toilets, a handicap toilet area, like a big area, a regular toilet area, and a couple urinals.
At the urinal, and this guy comes in and starts pissing on the wall next to me.
this guy is behind me, and he's black, and he follows me into the bathroom. And there's a guy peeing on one of the urinals, and we're both like, you know, not fags, right? We're not going to pee next to him because that's like a man law. So we both go into the the stalls, and I whip it out. He whips it out, I'm sure, because
you could hear it thunk on the floor.
But what's strange is when I peed, it was like a psss, but when he peed, it was like a like he had more pressure.
Like a subsonic rumbling.
It sucked, man. It made me feel very small.
Black people have woofers installed in their
genitals. Like I figured we're both peeing, it should sound the same, but why is his like deeper? Like there's more power behind it.
Maybe you have a narrow urethra.
Maybe.
But I don't know.
I thought it was odd because
I don't know. I'm always kind of embarrassed for people to hear me peeing into a toilet because it's like a resonating chamber and it's hitting the water and making all this noise.
Yeah.
And usually
very echoey.
I have a massive bladder or something because I don't go that often.
Yeah.
And when I do go, because I don't go that often, it usually kind of, you know, takes a while and there's kind of a lot of it. And so, you know, there's this long splashing sound, you know, however you want to, you know,
Jesus,
like a
Christ.
I don't want to say a trickle because it's more it's more than a trickle. I don't know, you know, it's a peeing
take
sound.
Me through it,
it's
Kyle.
Like if you were pouring a pitcher into a toilet. I don't know,
that's great.
I bet I could out noise that guy in a peeing contest.
Nice. Maybe it was just cold. That's always my excuse.
Although,
it's cold everywhere in Michigan.
I joked about you having a narrow urethra, but you know, you put your thumb over the end of a hose, you constrict the hole and it comes out harder and faster. So I don't think a narrow urethra would really make it less impressive noise-wise.
Yeah. Maybe he was holding his thumb over his. That's how he does it.
Maybe, yeah. God. I hope he washed his hands.
Well, that makes me feel better. Yeah, I hope so.
So that was that was a good story.
Moving on.
Speaking of black people, you were talking about black people reinforcing stereotypes.
Yes, I love it.
There is a brand new hit song that I heard on the YouTubes. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
It's called Fried Chicken Song.
Oh, you guys, I'm trying to record this video like 200 times. But this is for all my people that love you some chicken. I love me some chicken so much, I decided to write a song about it, so listen.
Here we go.
I bust the windows out your car.
I bust the windows out your car. Okay.
I thought I saw myself at church's box. I smelt that chicken from afar. Trace that smell right back to your car. I'm taking the chicken out your car. Don't really care how hungry you are. I'm addicted to chicken, it is not my fault. I guess it's the sweet aroma.
It's the sweet aroma.
I'm taking the chicken out your... Love my chicken. Cluck, cluck, cluck. You touch my chicken, I beat you up. When I fry my chicken, you gotta go. Ask me for a piece, you out the dough. Eat my chicken with crystal hot sauce. Eat it so much, call me the root the boss. Cock-a-doodle-doo, they see me coming. That's when all them chickens start running. Barbecue sauce, finger licking, licking your lips. Gotta have my chicken, man. Stop playing, I'm fighting for some chicken. Do the mic texting, I'm fighting for some chicken. Fry my chicken, fillet my chicken, grill my chicken. You can bake my chicken. My mama know how to fry that chicken in that kitchen. Tastes so crispy.
So what do you think so far?
I love it.
This guy loves chicken.
Man, this reminds me. Ollie was telling me about a story of a woman, a big black woman wearing a dress that had like watermelon pattern all over it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a big thing. Everybody was making fun of it.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man.
I wonder if they make fabric with like fried chicken as the pattern. Maybe like KFC
if
buckets.
If they did, you know they'd buy it because it's funny.
If I had the money, I'd make a suit out of it.
Yeah.
And wear it.
But I don't know if it was Aldi saying this or what, but she's like, it's not like Asians are wearing dresses with like math problems all over. What?
Oh, that's because women aren't any good at math. It's the Asian men.
Yeah, that's true.
How great would it be to see an Asian dude in like a suit with pluses and minuses and equal signs?
That would be great.
Algebraic equations.
Oh, thumbs up.
What I'm thinking, chicken, bust the windows out your car. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. Something, something.
You can't see this because the monitor's turned towards me.
But
this is just a kid sitting at like his computer or whatever, probably on a laptop or something because he's like shooting it with a webcam. But there are people walking by, like family members or something, just walking through the room.
Is he in like the living room?
Yeah. But they're dancing through the room.
No shit.
Like they're clearly not supposed to be part of the video, but they're dancing through the room because they can't help it. My favorite part of this song, my favorite aspect of this song is the fact that it's about him breaking into your car because he thought like,
ding.
It's not just about, I love fried chicken.
One.
It's I love fried chicken so much. I am willing to commit crimes in order to get it.
Double ding.
Never from afar. I chase that smell right back to your car. I'm taking the chicken out your car. I'm addicted to chicken, it's not my fault. Don't really care how hungry you are. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken out your car. I have my chicken. I need my chicken. I love my chicken. I put nothing above my chicken. Chicken.
And that's how it ends.
I put nothing above my chicken.
That's right.
Except the Lord.
Dang it.
Just the chicken.
Yeah. But this reminds me, my place of employment, there's this secret sauce apparently. that on several occasions, only like a black couple will ask for it. Like they really want, do you have this certain marinade? Okay. And I'm like, I've never heard of it. And I'll call around. Nobody's heard of it. And I'm like, I'm sorry, we don't have it. Well, the other day, it turns out we do have it. And I think, you know, because they all talk to each other, my life might be in danger.
Oh.
Because
you've been lying about not having it?
That fucker lied to me. Yeah.
What is it called? Do you know?
Dale's Marinade.
Dale's Marinade. And it's for chicken?
It's for chicken, steak, pork, all that shit. But
it's for chicken.
I've only been asked, yeah, by the black folk. It must be good because they are the masters of grilling.
Does your store have a soul food aisle?
No, I've been asked that by white people.
Excuse me, do you have a soul food section?
Yeah. No shit.
I'm attempting to make friends with blacks. And I'm having some people over.
I'm new to the neighborhood, you know, on the west side.
Excuse me, could you tell me what exactly are grits? Do you have something called collard greens?
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. That's funny because, yeah, in my line of work, I love it. To this day, no white person has ever asked me where the collard greens are.
What are chitlins? I feel like chitlins. I know what they are. Like I've heard before, but I can't think of what it is now.
I can't say. I know, Kyle. I'm sorry.
Chitlins.
I haven't heard that.
You're worthless.
I know.
You're supposed to know all about black people.
I'm trying. I'm working on it.
I think chitlin, like I think it's actually like chitterlings or yeah. something, but I don't know what they are. I think they're some kind of meat yeah. product.
Some fucktard asked me the difference between garbanzo beans and chickpeas, and I said they're the same thing, and he goes, well, this can, you know, the store brand, it's like always blatantly, it like if you buy condoms, it says prophylactics, you know, birth control. No, they don't sell that. But where the fuck was I going? Well, yeah, he asked me the difference, and I said there is no difference. And he's like, well, this says this, and the national brand says this. So what's there's got to be a difference. And
what I'm a like, fucktard.
And I said it's like the difference between, you know, pop and soda, you know? It's just the lingo.
I don't know anything about chickpeas and garbanzo beans.
It's just a fucking bean. And I didn't know that for the longest time. But yeah, if that asshole's listening, I don't know. Fuck him.
Is this
yeah.
somebody you know that
no,
might be listening?
No, just some old guy that came up to me.
Some old guy you think is some
you
random
never know,
old guy's
Kyle.
Listening?
We're pretty big.
Yeah, we're huge.
We're growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
chickpeas and garbanzo beans.
Yep.
This has so far been a kind of a racist episode.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, for the record, I am racist. So, yeah, I'm in the clear. All right. Just kidding. No.
Well, going back to the fried chicken song, another thing that I think is kind of weird about it is I wonder where the inspiration came from, because clearly the main inspiration was, I love chicken. I want to write a song about loving chicken.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
But it's kind of weirdly specific because it's about breaking into someone's car to steal chicken. And on the one hand, it's kind of strange to begin with, you know, that he would break into somebody. Like, he loves chicken so much he's willing to break into your car. But
yeah.
But I kind of get that because it's like, you know, an exaggeration for humor's sake or whatever. But
yeah.
Why would there be fried chicken just sitting in somebody's car? Like, who buys fried chicken and then leaves it in the car? Right, for what reason?
That's very unusual.
Do you abandon your fried chicken?
Yeah. I don't know.
And I kind of wonder, you know, like, has this guy made other songs? Because I could imagine him coming out with a whole album of like stereotype reinforcing yeah. songs, like a song about watermelon.
Breaking in the car, getting some watermelon, cornbread, colored greens, fried chicken.
A song about fat white bitches.
Drinking Sweet Baby Ray's. I don't know.
Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid. Drinking Sweet Baby Ray's. Do black people drink barbecue sauce? Is that a stereotype? I've never heard that one.
No.
I like that, though. We should perpetuate that one.
I mean,
we should spread that around.
It's so good. I would drink it. I just assume they all do.
Everybody knows black people drink barbecue sauce.
They keep it chilled.
I can totally imagine like a KKK pamphlet about black people drinking barbecue sauce. Black people drink barbecue sauce. Yeah. You know. Do they specifically prefer Sweet Baby Ray's, or is that only one that they drink?
That's the only one they buy, man. That's it.
Is that true?
In my line of work, basically, yeah. They won't buy Kraft because Kraft is, you know, white.
Is it?
It is. Only white people buy Kraft open pit
Do
barbecue
black people,
sauce.
I'm going to interview you now about black people as if you know about them. Just black people like macaroni and cheese?
Not many.
No? They're not a fan of that?
No.
Mm. So I was going to ask if they buy the Kraft, but maybe you wouldn't know.
It's so rare that they buy it. They call pasta macaroni and cheese.
Really? Like spaghetti?
Yeah. They're like, where's your macaroni and cheese? And I'm like, you know, it's in this area. And they're like, yeah, but that's got like the powdered cheese. And
no, I meant like SpaghettiOs with hot dogs.
I meant, you know.
Maybe they meant spaghetti. Velveeta.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a guy.
That sounds like another thing you're making up. Black people drink barbecue sauce and they don't know the difference between macaroni and cheese and spaghetti.
This is just based on my experience, man. It'll blow your mind.
Black people don't know the difference between macaroni and spaghetti.
But it's
else?
Fun to generalize. I like to think, you know, all of them, they don't know what the fuck it is.
Did you know that all black people smell like motor oil?
No.
It's because they sweat it out. It's not actually skin pigmentation that makes them that color. It's old motor oil that they sweat out.
Where have you heard that?
The same place I heard about them drinking barbecue sauce.
Right never heard
here,
that one.
Right now.
Right here, right
That's
now.
That's
okay.
I heard about it.
Well, I'll be sure to tell the next one I see.
Uh-huh.
Like, you smell like motor oil. You sweating that shit out and see where it gets me.
So I got an email today from from Marlikins. She sent us a couple of articles that she thought we might want to talk about. One of them is about some people who hacked a road work sign.
Yeah.
Like, you know, road work ahead or, you know, lane closures or whatever. And they hacked it to say daily lane closures due to zombies. Which I think if I like, there's something about zombies that gets like hipsters all excited. And I don't know what it is because I will never understand. Like, I don't have there are good zombie movies and stuff. Like, I can get into that, but I don't understand why you say zombie and like they get a hard on.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking get it. And it's funny. It is funny. Like, and if I saw that on the road, I would have thought it was really funny.
Yeah, exactly. To be fair, if I saw it, I would laugh. I would chuckle.
But I don't have a lot to say about the article. But then there is another article that I thought was funnier.
Yeah.
And that is about a man who died because his friends decided as a joke, they thought it'd be funny to put an eel in his ass. And it killed him.
So he's dead.
Yeah. A man died after an eel that was inserted into his rectum gnawed away at his bowels, causing agonizing injuries which were eventually fatal. The 59-year-old man, a chef, was reportedly taken to a Sichuan hospital complaining of abdominal pain, dehydration, and a great deal of anal bleeding. I like that was the last thing on the list. Yeah, my stomach hurts. I'm kind of dehydrated. Oh, my ass is bleeding everywhere. But priorities. He was soon diagnosed as being in a severe state of shock. Maybe that's why that seemed like less of an issue.
Yeah.
Doctors were mystified as to the cause.
That's weird. Your ass is bleeding everywhere. How did this happen?
Aren't doctors kind of mystified as to the cause of most internal injuries until they check on it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you're bleeding out your ass. Well, wouldn't you never know why?
You'd never know unless you checked.
Doctors were mystified as to the cause and obtained permission from his family to undertake an exploratory laparotomy. Cutting open his innards, they discovered a 50-centimeter-long Asian swamp eel lodged in his rectum.
50 centimeters, my God.
Though dead, the eel had apparently already wrought havoc on his innards, biting its way through his intestines prior to dying. Internal bleeding and infection rapidly set in. He was reported to have eaten a lot of eel the previous day, but otherwise doctors had no idea how the creature had gotten there. His condition quickly worsened. He lingered for 10 days in intensive care, but eventually succumbed to the injuries and sepsis. The likely cause was eventually established. He had apparently been drinking with friends and had passed out. And like all good friends, The first person to pass out gets fucked with.
Yeah.
However, apparently in this particular area, instead of busting out a Sharpie and drawing dicks on his face, they put an eel in your ass. His friends had decided it would be amusing to insert a live eel into his anus while he was comatose.
Amusing?
How drunk? How fucking... I have passed out drunk, and I know I've been so gone.
Yeah.
And you could have easily drawn dicks on my face.
Yes.
But if you started putting an eel in my ass, I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling I would wake up.
Yeah. Something crawling around, biting. I can't...
What did they think was going to happen? I mean, I could
see,
I could see not foreseeing that the eel was going to eat his intestines.
Yeah. It would get up in there and it'd feel funny and he might wake up.
What did they think would happen? Like,
how are you going to get it out? Yeah.
Well, I guess you'd shit it out, but.
Yeah, it would. We know it's going to probably die and he'll shit it out. Yeah.
It's such a weird, like, this was not done for sexual gratification, at least I assume. Maybe his friends put the eel in his ass and then jerked over him in a circle.
Maybe.
But I'm guessing that's not what it was about. But, you know, you hear stories, and I was pretty sure it wasn't true anyway. But you hear stories about people putting, like, gerbils in their ass and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
What's the point of that?
Richard Gere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what's the point of that? Like, I get, you know, like the prostate and stuff, and I get the idea of putting things in your ass, but why a small animal specifically?
We'll never understand as normal people. We'll never get it.
And the reason I said I didn't think it was true is because I had read an article a while ago, and I don't have it anymore. I don't have the details, but it was about a bestiality farm, like sex farm, that had been broken up, and they didn't know exactly what was going on, but they knew it involved fucking animals.
Like an animal fucking party.
And they found a bunch of mice with their tails cut off, smothered to death in Vaseline.
What the fuck?
Which leads me to believe they were probably... used for rectal insertion.
Oh.
What I don't understand is why the tails were cut off, because it seems like that'd be like a tampon string. Like, that'd be useful to have.
Kind of useful.
Things get out of hand, you grab it by the tail and you rip it back out of your ass. If it doesn't have a tail, then what do?
Yeah, oh, man.
Maybe the point, I mean, people are into all kinds of fucked up shit. Maybe the point is you want it to, like, eat its way through your body. I don't know.
Or make, it would die up in your insides.
I read another article recently. It wasn't a recent story, but I read an article recently about this chick who got online. She used to just do a lot of dirty fantasy chat and stuff online. And she got online and decided she wanted to act out her ultimate fantasy. And that was to have someone torture and kill her for sexual gratification, which is so insane. Like, there are so many weird fetishes and stuff that you can have that I don't understand, but I understand to the extent that I understand that there are things that people get off on, and it might be weird, but, you know, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into. But wanting to be tortured and killed makes no sense to me, because even if it got you the greatest orgasm in your life, what if you die right before you have it?
Yeah.
You know, or you know, how does that work?
Oh, man.
Why it's not like you're going to be around to jerk over the fact that you're dead afterwards.
That's the worst possible fetish. It's like, man, I can only get off when you set me on fire.
Yeah.
What? Really? Okay.
There are people, and I have seen, I have not seen the videos, but I have seen, like, thumbnails for videos of this on porn sites.
Yeah.
There are people who want to be, like, they want their dick trampled.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
They want people to step on their dick in high heels and stuff.
Why?
I don't know. It's
I get, you know, enjoying some pain and some, but Jesus.
Do you enjoy a little pain? Have we talked about that before?
No, I don't. No.
I don't either.
I don't.
And I don't enjoy inflicting it either. I think we have talked about that, kind of, because I feel like there are certain things that I'm not sure I could do for somebody else, you know, if they were into it. Like, I want you to, like, if somebody said, smack my ass, I could maybe do that, you know. But beyond that, like, if you, like, want me to choke you, like, I could put my hand around your neck, but I couldn't actually choke you out. I couldn't do it. I'd feel bad, even though you want me to do it.
It's a stretch of the imagination to me to actually get off on someone. Like, if I get hard and someone takes a whip to my back, I'm not going to be hard anymore. I'm going to be focusing about I'm going to be focusing on my back hurts. Yeah. Ow, that really hurt.
Yeah.
How do you stay? It's superhuman. Like, how do you stay you know, so focused on getting off hurt.
The
body shouldn't work that way.
The thing is that it's not, you know, it's not like they stay hard despite it. I mean, that's, you know, it's not like they do it for endurance reasons. Yeah, like I'm training.
That's true.
I want to be able to keep a hard on through any circumstances. So I jerk myself off in snowstorms and I have people beat me while I'm jerking off.
Because
I want to be able to do it in any circumstance.
Yeah,
I'll run through a burning building with my dick out, jerking it. I don't think that's what it is. They specifically get aroused by being beaten or whatever. So it's you know, I don't get it either, but I understand that much.
Yeah. But with this story, with the eel up the ass, you know, no matter what country, that their friends had to have said the famous words, "Dude, are you okay?"
Yeah. Yeah, like they did.
Yeah, oh, shit!
You okay, dude? Shouldn't he have shat that eel out by now?
It's kind of bleeding from his anus. You all right? You okay? You sure? You're not? Are you sure?
They should have put the eel in tail first. Everybody knows you put the eel in tail first.
You put it in tail first, right?
Look, we all put eels in our asses.
Yeah.
But you don't put the head in first. It's going to try to go forwards.
I wonder if the friends feel guilty. Because friends like that, I don't even know if they're human. Because they don't think.
Yeah.
They're fucking retards. They're shells.
This is not the same thing at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. But when I was a kid, I had some friends that I would go over and spend the night at their house sometimes and stuff. And I went over to their house once. And I was in the bathroom taking a shit or whatever. Like, I know I was sitting down, so I must have been taking a shit.
Yeah. I'd hope so.
I don't know. I assume. I don't remember being a girl.
Yeah, but you're taking a shit.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm taking a shit, and I didn't lock the bathroom door.
Oh, no.
Because I assume that my friends are decent human beings. Yeah. And they burst through the door, and they stood there, and they laughed, and they laughed, and they laughed.
Did they have a camera?
No.
What the fuck is the point? Let's check this out and remember it for the rest of our lives, I guess.
I don't really know what the point is. And it made me real paranoid. And ever since then, I always lock the door when I go into a bathroom with a lock.
Yeah.
Because I've been burst in. You guys had a party. You and Aldi had a party. And I got bust in on while I was taking a piss. I don't know what drives people to do that. But it's... I guess the reason I thought of it is because it's sort of similar in the sense that I don't necessarily trust people that are my friends because people have weird ideas of what's okay to do as a joke.
Yeah. And it never comes up in like casual conversations. So like, what do you think is strangely and funny, you know, or in a fucked up way?
Yeah.
I like bursting in on my friends, you know, when they're taking shits.
No
camera. I just like checking it out.
And it wasn't as big a deal when it happened at your place during the little party. But, you know, the first time I was a little kid and it's like, Jesus,
well,
man.
At the party, did they bust in like, ha ha? Or did they go, you know,
it
bust
wasn't
in and
an
go,
accident. They busted in and ha ha.
That's retarded.
I don't know what drives people to do that.
I don't.
Like, yeah. I have no desire to see you taking a piss. Do you want to see me taking a piss? Is that what this is about?
A dump?
Is it just about, at your place, I was just pissing. But
still, yeah, it's.
But it's. What is the motivation? I guess, you know, haha, I got you. But then, okay,
yeah. Every time
you got me, I go to the bathroom. You know,
yeah. Every time I've busted in on somebody, I have the camera going because it's that reaction, like that. Fuck! Whoa! You know.
Yeah. Well, you and Aldi are. I know you've burst in on Aldi before.
Yeah. I just like
you and
how
Aldi
pissed
are,
she gets.
You and Aldi sometimes.
Yeah.
We may have talked about this before. I can't remember. I know I've talked to you about it before.
Perhaps.
But you and Aldi are kind of weird. And I know there are other couples like this, and I'll never get it. You guys will just want to be going to the bathroom. Somebody else will go in and, you know, just hang out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm taking a shit. All right. Well, I'm going to brush my teeth.
No, we're not at that level.
I've seen you do it.
We're not at the level where someone will be shitting and the other person's
shitting.
No. If they're pissing, okay. We're
cool
with that.
What's the difference?
When you're shitting, you can, I don't know. You can smell it and you can hear it like coming out and going into the toilet. It's fucking sick. But when they're peeing, it's like, hey, everybody pees, but
everybody shits too. What's the difference?
It's different, Kyle. It's different. Right. I mean, I don't know. Like, if I'm taking a piss and she really has to pee and we're home alone, it's like, should I put her through that torture?
If you're taking a piss and she really has to pee, what do? She comes in. She sits as far back on the seat as possible, spreads her legs, and you try to get it through that little hole in front of her. Like, how do you pinch it off?
No, she pees in the sink.
Oh, wow.
This happens only, and trust me, we have Lysol. Like,
there's technically
for this shit, because as long as it only happens when we're drinking,
as long as you don't make a fucking mess, there's technically really nothing wrong with. I mean, urine is sterile and it's essentially the same. It's we talked about the pissing in the shower thing, and that I don't like, but really I don't care that much about, because it really isn't a big deal. It's sterile,
yeah,
and it goes down the drain.
But
I think it's weird that you piss where you clean yourself. That's why I think pissing in the shower, like, it wouldn't have even occurred to me
if we just left it. Yeah, that's gross to me. I clean it up, but it's not just about like, oh, you're peeing and I really have to go and no one's around and everybody pees, so, you know, I'll bust in, pee in the sink because I really have to go, and it's like hurting. It's gotten to the point where it's kind of pathetic. Like, Ollie will have to pee and we're drinking, we're drunk, and she's like, I gotta go pee. You want to come with me?
Okay. See, now that's weird, because...
And then I'm in there with my beer and I'm like, why am I in here?
I'm not so juvenile.
And she's talking to me, but while she's peeing, and that's fucked up. But it only happens when we're fucking drunk.
I'm not so juvenile about it that I think, you know, girls don't pee.
Yeah, but it is fucked up. And I got you on that.
I don't want to think about it. Girls don't pee. Yeah. But just because I know you do it doesn't mean I want to witness it.
Exactly.
Like, I want to hang out while you're doing it. Yeah. And I don't want you to hang out while I'm doing it either.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, like, you're supposed to be this clean, pure thing, like, yeah, not even a human being. I know you do it, and that's fine, but I don't want to be there.
Yeah. And I'll go into the bathroom, take my piss, and then someone barges in. It's Aldi, and I'm like, oh, fuck. She's like, what? I got to go. And I'll just wait. When we're sober, she'll just wait, like, in the bathroom. And that kind of bothers me. Because it's like, I know it's no big deal, but goddamn, can you just wait? I mean, why do you have to watch and listen and talk to me? I'm just taking a piss.
I think I do.
That's
take
where it gets
it,
kind of fucked up. Aldi just doesn't give a shit.
I think I do take it to a little bit of an extreme.
Yeah.
Like, there are times, there are certain people, like certain houses, apartments, or whatever, where I feel like you can hear everything I'm doing. Like, it's a small bathroom and it's a small apartment, and I'm pretty sure
isn't
you can
the
hear
worst?
Everything that's going on, and I will run the sink, which is ridiculous because you can hear the sink running, and you know that it makes no sense for me to go in the
Absolutely.
Bathroom and run the sink for 5 minutes
no
or whatever.
Sense. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be 5 minutes unless I was taking a dump, but...
I was that way in my first apartment because I could hear the guy below me in the bathroom. I'd hear him shit and piss. So every
really?
Time I'd go in the... Yeah, it was like...
That's insane.
It wasn't like paper-thin walls. He was below me, like paper-thin floors. Fuck, man. So I'd hear everything. So when I went into the bathroom, yeah, if I were taking a shit, I would turn on the sink.
I, at the very least, anytime, as long as the bathroom has, you know, one of those fans, you flip the little light switch and the fan comes on.
Yeah.
I turn that on.
Yeah.
Every time. Because it's kind of weird because as long as I feel like, as long as I can't hear you.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't hear me, even though I know you probably still can.
Yeah.
That makes it kind of okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
Which actually reminds me of something,
oh, yeah,
which is a little odd. Whenever I'm in my car,
yeah,
I feel like nobody can hear me.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, you can. You can hear me if I'm being loud.
If
like
you're
I'll,
loud,
like
yeah.
I'll sing in my car,
yeah,
and I feel like you can't hear me.
Yeah.
Or I'll play music. You can't hear that
you
music.
You feel safe.
I yeah. feel like you somehow, like, it's somehow soundproof and you can't hear.
Sanctuary.
You can see me through the windows, but you can't really tell what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you totally can.
You can if you're loud enough.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm separated from the whole world. Like I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah. It's a fun feeling though, even though it's not entirely true. Like if you're singing real loud, I'll sing in the car until I get to an intersection.
Mm-hmm.
I'll shut the fuck up.
I do the same thing.
Because I know they can hear me. If you're loud enough.
And more importantly, they can see you.
Yeah.
And it's almost worse if they can see you and not hear you because it looks ridiculous if you're like belting out of tune, but they can't hear any of it.
We've all seen those assholes that don't give a shit. And more power to them, you know. It's just,
But I do feel
you
like...
You see him for like 10 seconds and then you go away and it...
I feel like I've got a certain level of privacy in the car, which is kind of an illusion. Like, I feel like if I decided to pick my nose in the car, nobody's ever going to know.
Oh, but somebody might be looking. Yeah. And shit. Even if it's a guy on the side of the road, like walking towards you on the sidewalk, just kind of glances up and you got a finger in your nose. He's right. Like, ugh.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel like that's weird.
But even then, like, he's not going to know who you are. Well, he could. Or he or she.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's Kyle with a finger in the nose. Ooh.
Most of the time, if I go somewhere by myself, nobody there knows me. Yeah. So what do I care what people think? But I do. Yeah. You know, I think that's pretty normal.
I've picked my nose in the car at a intersection. I
wipe it on the roof of the car.
It's real quick.
Building I'm just up like... stalactites. Is it stalactites or stalagmites?
You're asking me.
Which ones are on the floor? And which ones are on the ceiling?
No idea.
Ah, fuck it.
No idea.
I'm going to say the tights are on the ceiling.
All right. That'll work out.
Okay. Well, we started a new thing in the last episode.
Yes, we did.
That I call True Stories.
Yeah.
And should I do one as an example?
Yes.
In case people didn't hear it last time.
Just in case, yeah.
It's a very simple concept. This is kind of how it goes. Ah, shoot. Hold on a second. Oh, shoot. I misplaced my sugar
That's
jets.
That's malarkey.
My sugar jets. Okay. All right. So this is how True Stories goes.
True Stories.
So I was kind of down on my luck for a while, and I used to go dumpster diving, and I was digging around in this dumpster just looking for stuff I could sell. And I found this big old garbage bag that said, don't open. And I opened it up and it was full of eyeballs. It was full of eyeballs.
Love it.
So that's what True Stories is. It's it's kind of hard to explain, but I think you get the idea.
Yeah.
And last time when we did it, we put up the little music beds for the True Stories and on the forum and asked people to submit their own.
Yes.
And we got two of them from forum user Duve. And he asked me not to listen to these.
Which was torture.
Until we did the show.
I can't wait.
So this is going to be the first time we're hearing them.
Yes.
So here's the first one.
Okay, so I'm at this party at some sorority house, and this super hot chick grabs me and pulls me into some bedroom. We start making out, and she's like, I want you to go down on my asshole. I'm super drunk at this point, so I'm like, sure, whatever, she's hot, it's fine. I pull her skirt down, and she wasn't a chick. She was a Davenport.
Ah, she was a Davenport!
Oh, no. She was a... For you non-Michiganders out there, she was a couch.
Davenport.
She was a Davenport.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. All right.
That's good.
So that's the first one. Let's see what else he had to say. He crammed a lot into that one.
Man, yeah, he's good.
One time when I was with my buddy in Vietnam, he got his legs blown off by a landmine. He handed me his knife and he said, I can't live like this. Finish it. And I just couldn't do it. I dropped the knife and I just ran, and to this day, his screaming just echoes in my ears.
You fucking coward! I'll see you in hell!
I was trying not to laugh while we were playing it because I didn't want to ruin it.
That was so
good. Does it make me a bad person that I was laughing at like the first part of the story when I was in Vietnam?
Oh man.
That was pretty good.
Oh, fucking, I'm tearing up.
You want to try one?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who else?
Yeah, who else would I be asking?
Yeah, let's do this.
You want to try one? What, me?
Who, me?
Okay, you want to do one?
Can you? All right, play the faggy-ass True Stories music.
Yeah, if you weren't listening last time, that kind of happier tune, that's Orion's True Stories music. He picked it.
True story. So, once upon a time I was gay and I went down on a guy, and what I didn't really know is that his penis was actually get this, guys.
Shit.
God damn it, dude.
That's kind of my favorite part is when it cuts you off. It kind of cut me off, too, in the last one I did.
And I can't just, you know, finish it afterwards. That's no fun.
So what was it?
Just don't worry about it. Fuck this.
I've noticed that your true stories seem to inherit things from previous true stories. Like the first one you did was right after the one where I talked about carving my name into a tree with a pocket knife. And you,
I don't even,
you had a pocket knife. And then Dave had one about going down on a girl. And so yours was about going down on
was
a
it?
Dude.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's weird.
If your next one's about Vietnam, then I know there's a pattern here.
I don't even think about it. I just go.
I kind of want to do another one.
Do it.
I'm really not very good at this.
Oh, fuck off. Shut up.
All right. True story.
Oh, it's so loud. True story. All right. So I was in the Gulf War, because that's different. And there was a... Do you know what a sand spider is or wind scorpion? No. What? Oh, shit. I don't know. It ain't my face, and it ain't my balls, and it ain't all my friends.
I fucked it up.
Yeah, it was great.
I was trying to...
No, it ain't my face. It ain't my balls. It ain't my friends.
I was trying to say camel spider.
Camel spider, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Camel spider, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
So you want to do another one?
Oh, I'm not good at this.
I think I could do this for an hour. We should cut the whole first part of this show off and just do these for an hour.
We should. Bonus episode. Just do this for, 30 minutes. Non-stop. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Get really fucking
Do you want to try drunk. One? Do you want to try one with the other music?
Yeah. That might change things up.
Okay.
All okay. Right.
True stories.
So I was in a volcano. And surprisingly, there was this girl... And she was showing me her titties, and I gave her a notepad so she could write her number down, and it was like, "1-800-Hawaii, God damn it." That didn't make any sense. See, that's why.
I love it.
Fucking retarded.
I love doing this. Okay, here, I'm going to do another one.
Yes.
I'll do it with the gay music.
Okay, yes. That's only fair.
I went to McDonald's and I ordered the McRib because I'm really into the McRib. You know, people kind of follow it around the country. And when I got it, I bit down into it and it was all finger bones. Yum. I was afraid I was running out of time.
It must have been the music. Try one more with your badass me.
Okay.
You can do this, Kyle. Really volcanoes can. And titties. All
right. Volcanoes and titties.
So, I was on the moon, and I was jerking off a donkey. And when he ejaculated, it shot out into space and hit a satellite, brought it down, started World War III.
So I was on the moon.
Yeah.
Fucking great. That was good. Yeah, so if anyone else wants to try this out.
I wonder if people don't understand the concept. I'm not going to try to explain it.
Yeah.
Because there isn't really much behind it.
I am so afraid that there's so many people out there that are like, how do they do that? Like, what kind of program is out there that
actually,
I can do this? I'm so confused.
I meant to, I've been avoiding it because I think it's boring to a lot of people, but there was somebody who asked us to talk about our equipment and stuff in the forums.
Oh, like what we're using?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess to kind of address that, since you sort of brought it up,
yeah.
Software-wise, I use Audacity because it's free.
free.
And it's real easy to edit
most
audio.
Most kick-ass program ever.
Hardware-wise, we're using Mackie 1202 VLZ3
ice
mixer.
Ice cream cone?
Yeah, it's a Mackie ice cream cone?
No.
A couple of Behringer B1 microphones. And we've got an Alesis, I think that's how you pronounce it, 3630 compressor. It's a dual channel compressor that kind of keeps the volume levels at a fairly even level.
Balanced and kick-ass.
I really want to upgrade the stuff because it works and it's a lot better than our initial setup, which was a couple of karaoke mics.
Yeah, Jesus.
But I really want to upgrade this stuff because it's really not that professional.
It isn't.
And you can kind of hear a lot more of the room as a result. But
for example?
For example?
Yeah.
Were you going to give an example?
Oh, I was waiting on you. I'm sorry. For example, if I'm like, hey, Kyle, I'm only like a foot away from the microphone, but it sounds like I'm underwater.
Well, it's more annoying to me because when you get kind of loud, even if you're in the same place, it sounds like you're in a cave.
That's
but,
true. We need to upgrade.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to donate, we talked about this a million times and I've gotten a little bit over it, but I do feel weird asking people to donate.
I know.
You know?
Me too.
Like, hey, send us money because
like
our show is so damn good. Yeah, I feel like that guy in the parking lot. Actually, that guy that I was talking about.
Yeah.
Not black.
No fucking way.
No, it's a big fat white dude.
What is his problem? Mm-hmm. He must have a disease where
he thinks he's
black.
He looks like a horrible father.
Really?
That's what he looks like to me. Like he's probably a dad, but he's bad at it.
Love it.
yeah. So
you should probably post like actual info about the stuff we're using, like in the forum.
I kind of covered it, to be honest. I mean, I don't know what else to post.
Yeah.
We use cables,
wireless
mic stands,
yeah.
Pop filters.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. I got a table, computer,
a pewter,
yeah. Like a pewter.
Yep, yep.
I did buy a new computer, but I just bought a Dell. I didn't, build a special podcast rig or anything.
Yeah, very simple, very simple.
Yeah.
But it works out for now.
Yeah.
But in the future, we will sound better and rock your ass.
Okay.
Harder.
Are we ending the show? I feel like we're ending the show.
You know, we're towards the end when I'm not making any sense.
We will rock you.
I'm looking around, looking at Kyle's ass. We will rock your ass so hard.
We will rock you. What if I just did that for 20 minutes?
We should tell bedtime stories.
I think we just did.
Oh.
You want to do another one?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm sure.
Because I could do that all night. I love it.
Alrighty.
I got a tune.
All right.
Kind of play us out. You look confused.
Yeah. It's. You didn't tell me about this.
I didn't tell me about this.
I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere.
No.
Any place really?
Is better.
Okay, wait a minute.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus Christ.
How is that possible?
How is it possible?
How do you not know that song?
I just don't.
For working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him.
Really?
Wanted more from life.
You know why, Kyle?
I said, somebody's got to take.
Because recently I read drinking excessive amounts of alcohol results in memory loss or something.
Like long-term memory loss? Because that would be...
Maybe.
Yeah. I could see short-term memory loss.
Yeah. So, look what I've done to myself.
Because, I mean, I'm forgetful as hell, but but I don't forget, the important stuff, like Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, which is what that song was.
Oh, I swear to God, I've never heard that song in my life.
But you recognized, see, earlier before the show, I played a bunch of songs for Orion to see if he recognized them, and he recognized this one. It takes a little while to get into it. It's got a bit of a build-up.
It took me a while.
Yeah.
Cold. That's what I need.
Recognize that one.
Yes, it took me a while.
Good God, that had a long buildup. I didn't mean to do that exactly. But
yeah,
I don't know,
everybody
how do you
song.
Not recognize that Tracy Chapman song?
I don't
that
know,
was
man.
Everywhere.
What year?
I don't know. 90
I'll
something.
I'll tell you why. 90 something. Yeah, I just didn't get into music. I was too busy.
I wasn't into Tracy Chapman. I wasn't rocking it out. Like walking around with my Walkman.
Well, every time a gay fucking song comes on that you play for me and you're like, do you remember this? And I'll be like, no, maybe. You'll be like, yeah, I had that album. I'll be like, why?
Well, I did have the Lou Bega album.
Lou Bega. Yes. Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Yeah, it is.
I can picture your little ass in your own bedroom, playing this shit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car. So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like
I don't
Angela,
know all the words.
Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter.
They are getting
so
sweeter.
What can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in
the trumpet.
A little bit of Monica
in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica in the...
Here I am.
A little bit of you makes me your man.
So yeah, I had that one. Are there any other songs? I could look stuff up.
Oh, man.
Can you think of any obscure, like, one-hit wonder kind of songs that you do remember?
Oh,
do you
man.
Want me to just look up some... Huey Lewis in the news, because I know you knew that.
Oh yeah. Well, my dad would play that. Like he would crank it, the house would rumble, and I was like 3. So, but yeah, with one hit wonders, I don't know it until I hear it because I forget. It's all forgotten.
All right. Do you know this one?
Oh God.
Oh, for fuck's sake, play, you piece of shit. Oh, it's an advertisement. For the History Channel.
Don't you love it?
What is this, Ice Road Truckers?
Ice Road Truckers.
Yeah.
Sunday, June 6th at 9.
Fuck off, internet. You're ruining everything. All right, here we go.
I think this was the worst song ever.
What? The worst song ever isn't It's Hip to Be Square. This is I Want a New Drug.
But it's Huey Lewis, man.
All right, all right, all right. I guess we can end the show. Right. Since you don't seem to be digging me playing songs.
Well, for what it's worth, if anyone out there listening has any one-hit wonders that might, you know, spark my memory and bring us all back to... the late 80s, early 80s, early 90s, let me know and I'll look it up. But until then.
All right, I'm ending
this shit. You're giving me that look.
I'm ending this shit, goddammit. What a clusterfuck. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Uh-huh. And you can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 694. Wait. I'm sabotaging this because it's so bad. 616.
You're making it worse because it's so bad.
Hey, Kyle, do this with me. Come on. At the same time. Ready?
6-1.
Wait, ready?
Okay.
3-2-1.
616-328-5581.
Now they'll remember. That's advertising.
If they could understand it. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. There's also a forum at ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And there's a Facebook and a Twitter. You fucking assholes. And you can donate to us. Send us all your goddamn money.
Money.
God, you pieces of shit. I hate you. I hate your faces. I hate your mom's faces. I hate your dad's faces. I hate your dog's faces. Both of your dogs.
Not both of them.
Oh, I hate your grandparents. I hate your grandparents' butts. I hate their ankles. They're swollen ankles because they work in the garden all day.
Warning, maturity overload.
I hate your balls if all you right. have them.
If
no,
you
no, I'm sabotaging it now because
oh,
it's so
no.
bad. This is going to
oh,
be a three-hour episode, and the last 2 hours is going to be all me talking about body parts of your relatives that I hate. I hate their spleens. I hate your aunt's kidneys. I hate your second cousin's metatarsal. Is that a thing?
Metatarsal?
No, it's not.
Mitochondria?
Metamucil. I hate your grandma's metamucil. I hate your mitochondria. I hate your relatives on a cellular level.
Stupid.
I hate the cellular machinery of your relatives. All right, got it.
All righty.
Yeah. Okay.
This fine. Has been episode...
69.
Yes.
Oh, get it?
Oh, man. All this time. I have so many stories about that number. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
Uh-huh.
We will check you next week.
All right. That's disgusting.